Of everything that's been going on this planet, let's say over the last 5 years, what one episode is out there, John, that you really see as a major, huge problem for this country specifically? Is it the threat of nuclear holocaust here? What do you think it is?
I think it's China. That China's going through sort of a very polite, very hidden civil war now between the civilian thugs and the military thugs. And the military thugs for years have been ruling China. The People's Liberation Army has been willing to trade pieces of the Islamic atom bomb in return for Arab oil. That the Chinese have been using countries like North Korea and Pakistan as fronts to expand the trade of nuclear weaponry. It's no surprise that when Gaddafi of Libya turned over his nuclear secrets to us, we showed us his blueprints for nuclear weapons. They were written in Chinese.
Jeez.
The AQ Khan network was subsidized, controlled, and created by the Chinese. North Korea is just a front group. It does whatever the People's Liberation Army in China wants them to do. So there were a number of Saudi states. The Saudis were financing this Arab consortium. There was Iran, Egypt, Libya, Pakistan, all trying to build different pieces of the nuclear bomb. The Iraqis were involved. And the Chinese wanted this badly. Even today, one every 7 barrels of oil pumped by Iran goes to China. So China figured someone's going to sell nuclear secrets to the Arabs anyway. It might as well be the Chinese. In return, the Chinese will get greater access to Arab oil.
Doesn't anybody care about the possibility that this entire planet could be blown up when all these countries decide to fire off their missiles because one or two of them might get attacked?
You know, it's apparently, it didn't bother the Europeans for a long time because they were heavily involved in selling this stuff. There were German and Dutch firms that directly supported the sale of nuclear weaponry to the Arab states. It's criminal involvement, but it went on and on and on. And the Europeans, like the Chinese, rationalized and said, well, someone's going to do it. Someone's going to sell it to the Arabs anyway. It might as well be us and make some money out of it. So the Chinese arranged European buyers to sell and manufacture different parts of the equipment. There was a whole consortium of people working together to create the Islamic bomb. And, you know, the right-wing nutcases in the House of Saud were just laughing up their sleeves, going, you know, sooner or later we're going to have atomic weapons, and sooner or later we're going to give them to Al-Qaeda.
What do you think the Chinese want out of all of this?
They want it all. The China sees their future as domination of the Pacific Rim countries. These are countries now that have a strong tie with the democracies like Australia, the United States. China wants it all. They want economic domination and military domination. The Chinese are building up their military forces to unprecedented levels.
If we went right now right to war with the Chinese, let's take nuclear weapons out of the picture for just a moment. Could we beat them conventionally?
Conventionally, yeah, sure. But the Chinese army is pretty decrepit. The Russians, for example, are trying to sell their discontinued bear propeller-driven bombers to the Chinese. The Chinese don't even have an intercontinental airplane yet.
Okay, so conventionally we could. Now, are they suicidal? I mean, would they say in a conventional war we're going to lose, so we might as well launch whatever nuclear capabilities we have and let's just take the hit?
The Chinese believe, though, that they will only fight proxy wars.
And tell me what that means.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to have North Korea to arm itself with nuclear weapons and stymie Japan. That they're going to arm Pakistan to offset India. They're going to set Iran to offset, Israel and the Arab democracy.
Checks and balances?
Checks and balances.
That sounds like good strategy, though.
Yeah, very clever. I mean, the Chinese should never be underestimated. They're brilliant people. The Chinese people are wonderful. They clamor for democracy. They want freedom. But they are led by thugs who will not give up power easily.
And is this new Russian-Chinese relationship also a checks and balances for us?
Oh, I think so. There's, Russia desperately wants to sell off some of its obsolete weapons. There's very few things it can export. It's doing well with oil. But it wants to get rid of some of the old weapons they have.